Hello, this is Gerald Finney again. I'm lead counsel and assistant director of the Biblical Law Center. Glad you're back with us this week. It's wonderful for those of us who are saved to know that we have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your only Son to die for our sins. Thank you that he not only died for us, he rose and now sits at your right hand. Thank you that he is our friend. He's always there if we'll just come to him. If we'll share our burdens, he'll ease the pain. He'll give us peace. Thank you, O God, for all you do for us. Thank you for loving your church and giving yourself for it. Help me now as I teach again this week. I'll give you all the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm now going to be covering material that is covered in Section 6 of God Betrayed, also material that's covered in the book, Separation of Church and State. God's churches, spiritual, are legal entities. You can go to the book section of churchandstatelaw.com and order these books if you want to do a more thorough study. In the studies ahead, I'm going to be dealing with spiritual versus legal entities. I'm going to be dealing with incorporation of churches. Exactly what is it? I'm going to talk about the 501c3 control scheme. I'm going to go into all of the spurious rationale I've heard given by Christians for incorporating. I believe that the discerning believer will easily see when he studies these facts that I'm going to present and compares them to the biblical principles concerning church, state, and separation of church and state, that a church which incorporates, secures a 501c3 status, becomes a legal entity in any other way, such as corporation, sole, unincorporated association, and so forth, takes herself from God's perfect will, causes our Lord much grief, and contributes to the decline of true biblical Christianity. Ultimately, fewer and fewer souls are saved because of this compromise, because such churches lose the power of God. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. I encourage you to read 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4, especially the King James Version. I now address the topic spiritual versus legal entities.